Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted this year's Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Huh? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. 800-531-3815. Toll free coast to coast. Mr. Humble, Mr. Gracious here with our good friend, Beverly Inman Ebel, one of our top Brain Trust members. She's the author of Talk Is Not Cheap. She is the lady who helps people and individuals and corporations put their best foot forward, travels all over the country and halfway around the world working with people to make sure that when they open their mouth or when they talk to people or when they work together, that they do it the best way possible. Beverly, welcome back to the show. Are you there, Bev?
I am.
There you go. Now we got you.
All right.
It's live radio, folks. You get what we get. Bev, it's good to have you back on the show.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be back.
We've missed you.
Thank you.
Folks, the book is called Talk Is Not Cheap. That's her first book, and it's an outstanding one. I recommend it to you. And a little bit later on in the visit, we're going to tell you about a new book she's got out. Beverly, you want to talk about something today that a lot of people, when we start talking about it, might think that they would want to zone out on us a little bit, because what you want to talk about is something that most people out there probably think they'll never do in their life. Tell us what it is.
But there's a dream inside them, and I would like for them to entertain the idea that there is a book inside their head. It may be a small book. Mm-hmm. It may be a big chapter. There are all kinds of possibilities out there to get your thoughts out, to get a book published, and it will grow your business, and that's why I want to talk about it.
Have you seen the Xerox commercial? My old employer back in another life, a couple of three lives ago, I was a Xeroid, and there's a Xerox commercial that's pretty cute out right now, and it's a professor who's holding forth about the fact that how none of them will probably ever be published, and it's how difficult it is to be published, and et cetera, et cetera. And he's, you know, this guy, this intimidating professor that nobody ever wants to disagree with. And this little upstart of a kid in the back of the audience, the class, raises his hand and says, sir, that's really not so anymore. And, of course, everybody, you know, hushes like, you know, obviously they think he's going to die in any minute. And he stands up and he says, you know, with technology today, a lot of people can be published.
That's right.
And it's the truth, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And I'm not trying to give Xerox a plug. It's just the truth. There are a lot of different ways besides the Xerox, what was, you know, being talked about in the Xerox commercial.
Right.
But the technology, that's the detail. The book is inside of us, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And I, you know, I've met so many people that, if I could coin a phrase for them, what they say to me, that would be it, is, you know, I've been thinking, or I've always wanted to write a book. I've even had people to say that who have said, I have no idea what I'd write about. But it's that creative process. And look at it this way. If you have a business and your business is successful and only you can define success, then you have something to share with someone else.
Well, you know, I get a lot of books in here, as you can imagine, to people who have found out about me and they want to talk about their book on my show. Mm-hmm. And as I promise my audience, you know, I have a contract with them, and that's that I only let people on my show with their book or whatever it is that they have to offer. If they have something to offer us, if I think that their time, that their product and what they have to say is worthy of my audience's time and money.
Yes, but, I remember my first interview with you, years ago.
Yeah. Well, you were obviously worthy of my audience's time and money, in my opinion. But what I'm getting at is I see a lot of books that I don't necessarily want to talk about on my show, but that doesn't mean that they're not worthy books.
Right.
They're small books. Some of them are tiny books. Some of them are not all, they're not exactly, they're not going to win a Pulitzer Prize. But you know what? They were really important to that author, and it was an important thing for them to do. And in some circles, that book is an important book.
That's true, and it makes a wonderful calling card for their business.
That can't be that can't be stressed enough.
Yeah.
Beverly, what you just said, folks, and And we're going to get. Let's get to that in just a minute. Let's talk now, though. Let's keep focusing on this thing that's inside of us. I, as you know, I've my first book is out, and we've got a couple more coming out. But I, for 20 or more years, I knew there was a book in me. I had no idea what it was going to look like, and it didn't come out until it was time. It's almost like a, you know, an egg that has to hatch, and it won't hatch until it's time.
Well, if that's the case, I'm an elephant, because I'm like you. It took me a long time to get that egg out.
Me too. No, I'm telling you, over 20 years, I promise you, I said to myself, I didn't say to anybody else, I said, you know, there's a book in here, and maybe it'll come out one day, and it did. Stand by. We're going to help you hatch that egg, your own book, if it's out there, if it's in you. We're going to talk about that some more right after these messages with our good friend Beverly and Manevo. 20 till, stay with us. Back at 17 till. Let me remind you, Fred Siegel is going to be with us in the next half hour. We're going to talk about investing for chickens. That's right. And for cowards as well. We're going to talk about that with Fred Siegel. He's a new guy and then a new friend of ours on the show. And then Tim Berry, another old friend of ours, is going to be with us. He's the world's business planning expert, and he's going to help us with our business plan. Beverly M. Manevo is with us right now. She's the author of Talk Is Not Cheap. But you have a new book coming out, Bev, that you co-authored with another person.
Yes. It's called Real World Communication Strategies That Work.
All right. And that's available. Is it available right now?
Yes, it is.
Congratulations.
It's in bookstores now.
Wherever fine books are sold.
That's right.
And a couple of places where they're not so fine, right?
That's right.
and who, your co-author is?
Well, actually, it's a group of communication experts.
Uh-huh.
And it's put out by Insight Publishing.
All right, so you won't in this case you wouldn't necessarily look for an author, you'd look for the title.
Right.
Okay. And is that on Amazon and the Books a Million and Barnes
yes.
and Noble, things like that?
Yes, it is.
Or Susie's bookstore around the corner?
Bookstore around the corner may have to order it.
But she will.
But she can.
So check that out when you get a chance, folks, and noodle through that book and see if it's something you think you'd like. Beverly, we're talking about helping people hatch this book egg that's inside of them. I want to come back to the technology for a minute, only for a second, and that's to do this. Folks, in the past, in years past, up until maybe 4 or 5 years ago, maybe even less than that, if you wanted to write a book, you couldn't be assured of getting that book published at all unless you spent a lot of money on your own. They would call it vanity press when you did that. But right now, if there's a book inside of you, I will tell you, and Beverly probably will too, but I know how you can get your book published, and the money that you'll spend to get it published will amaze you, how little money. So I want you to realize this before Beverly talks to us about hatching this egg. I want you to realize that if you want your book in your hand, I can help you make that happen, and so can Beverly. So don't worry about whether we can publish it. What we got to do first is we got to write it. But Beverly, how do we do that?
You just start with an idea. And, you know, it doesn't matter that you start at the beginning. You can start in the middle if you want to. There's a book I'm writing right now, one that's in my head, and I'm getting it out on paper. And
mm-hmm.
I did an outline, and I just got stuck on the first chapter. And so what I had to do was say, you know, I don't have to start here. And I started in the middle.
I do that all the time on articles.
Yeah.
That I write. Sometimes the first chapter, the first paragraph I write, the first word I write is the last word.
That's right. And I encourage a lot of people, speaking of articles, because a lot of your listeners may write an article for their newsletter that they send out to their customers. Start with the article. I mean, or if the article, you know, can be the chapter. I think I know
mm-hmm.
someone who did that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You've heard of that, haven't you?
I have.
But it happens all the time. I remember buying a book of George. The first time I ever saw that, I bought a George Will book 20 years ago, and it was nothing but a collection of his columns.
Mm.
And it was a book. So, you know, and I bought it. I paid money for it because I wanted it. So, you know, another thing, Beverly, that we need to pay attention to is it's okay if you want to write a book and you don't know if anybody would ever buy it. And guess what? They may never buy it, but it still could be your book.
That's right. And that's another wonderful reason or value of being an author is even if it's a small book, you know, I have had people to say, I want to give you a copy of my book. And you know, it was barely bigger than a large pamphlet. However, it's still a really good marketing tool. If there's, you know, if it looks good, if there's some value in there, and if people are going to self-publish or co-publish, because there are many publishers out there that will do it with you. I've mm-hmm. met them from all over the country, mm-hmm. And they can lend their expertise for making it look good and helping you find an editor and all of that. And it makes a wonderful marketing tool, calling card, that makes you stand a little above others that haven't taken this step.
Well, and on a couple of details on what you just said, Beverly, a book, the generally accepted definition of a book is one that's over 50 pages.
And there
that's
you
what
go.
I, that's what I've understood from the people who are in the business, who are in the publishing business, that if it needs to be over 50 pages. And I'll tell you, folks, you'd be surprised how little writing, you know, there are not a lot of words really in 50 pages of a published, on 50 published pages. That's one detail. The second detail, Beverly, is a guy named Dan Pointer, who's become a friend of mine, and he's a member of our Brain Trust. He's been on the show before, and he's written a book to help you self-publish.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find him. Let me give you a website. It's parapub.com. Go to parapub, parapub.com. And you can find out about his books, and you can order his book. You can find it. That book's been out for 20 years, probably, Beverly. I don't know how many editions it's in, but that's a great way to do it. And because I'll tell you, folks, I am an owner of his book, and I used it. We used it to our advantage. It helped us to sell our book, but it helped us not only to publish it, but to commercialize it as well. And that's two different things, isn't it? Getting the book published and commercializing, it's two different activities.
Oh, it is, yes. And boy, I've learned some lessons on the latter one.
If you're like me, you might still be making payments on a couple of those lessons. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. We got more to come with our great friend Beverly N. Medieval, the author of Talk Is Not Cheap and the co-author of Real World Communication Strategies That Work. And when we come back, we're going to get Beverly to give us her website because I want you to know about it. Tintel, stay with us. We're back at 7 till. Beverly N. Medieval is our guest and our good friend and the author of Talk Is Not Cheap. Beverly, give us your website, please.
It's talklisten.com.
Talklisten.com. And we'll find, I know there's a lot of resources there that are free. And also, they can subscribe to your newsletter there?
That's right, The Exchange. It comes out once a month. It's a different focused topic each month. And that's absolutely free, and that you can go on and get past issues of it and sign up to receive it electronically each month.
Can they find out about your new book there on your website as well?
You know,
is that
it
up there
came
yet?
Out so quickly, it's not on there yet.
But it will be, though, right?
It will be by next week.
Yeah, so check that out when you get a chance, folks, at talklisten.com. Did I say that right?
Yes.
Talklisten.com. Oh, okay. Now, let's get back into this egg that we're hatching. I mentioned a minute ago, Beverly, that I would help them get published, get this book in print form. There's a company, there actually are several companies, but I do business with a company called Fiddler Doubleday out of Michigan. And my books are hardback, Beverly, but they publish softback books, paperback books, and they do it in short runs. I can actually order as few as 25 paperback books.
Wow.
And I use it for my books to get a sort of a shakedown cruise or a dress rehearsal for the hardbound.
Mm-hmm.
I order 150 or 100 of these, and hand them around to people, let them, you know, review them and edit them, and it gives us a chance to see what the book's going to look like in a book form. And you know what? They're not expensive. They're $3, $4, $5 a piece.
That's terrific.
And that's something. I mean, think about that. For or if you want 25, and let's say it costs $5, that's $125. You can have 25 books of your own book in your hand, folks. And I'm talking with a four color cover for $125. I mean, that's the technology that the kid was talking about. And it's not Xerox technology, folks, but I'm saying the concept of what the kid was talking about in the commercial, Beverly, that I mentioned before, that's it.
That's right. So you can really take that dream that is inside of you and with some effort, work, creativity, and a little bit of money, mm-hmm. If you take those 25 books, and you, let's say you pass it out to, okay, you're going to give 10 of them to your family to impress and friends.
Right. Your mom's going to want 5.
That's right. So let's say you have 10 left over to give to some of your key accounts. It doesn't matter what they thought of you before. They're going to think a little bit higher now.
And what you do is you walk up and you show them your book, and then you turn it around and you autograph it for them and hand it to them.
That's right.
And I don't care whether your book's a Pulitzer Prize book or not, winning book or not. People will really appreciate it. It'll make an impact like nothing else, won't it, Beverly?
And they'll keep it forever, and they'll put it on their shelf. You know, one of the greatest joys I have is going into offices of my clients, and I see that my book is on their bookshelf.
Right. Mm-hmm. Maybe they'll even read it.
Yeah, that too.
If you're lucky, maybe they'll even read it. Well, let's get back, though, to getting this egg hatched. Well, give us a couple of other things we need to do to get the egg hatched.
Well, I think just starting, you know, just turn on your computer and, well, even before you do that, brainstorm. Just brainstorm ideas. They don't have to be in any particular order. Just let them come out. Use a whiteboard. Use anything. And then allow it to start taking form. And you want the book to be short. Mm-hmm. You want the book to have short chapters. Chapters don't sell right now.
Exactly. You know what I think helps is do a table of contents, folks. Write a table of contents. And then here you go. You got five or ten things there that are the main chapters, the main sections of in your table of contents. And then pick one that you feel the most passionate about right now and write about it. If it's the last one or the first one, it doesn't matter. As we said earlier, start in the middle, it doesn't matter. But just start somewhere. But I found that the table of contents really helps me to, if I get the table of contents down, I'll always feel like writing about one of them.
Right. And that's what I mean. You brainstorm and then you get it in that order. And once you've got it in that order, that table of contents, you're right, start anywhere.
Yeah.
And do take the one that you feel some enthusiasm about.
And let's talk about two kinds of incubation. One is what the incubation of this egg till you even start it, and then the incubation of getting it out. Walter Isaacson just wrote an outstanding book called Benjamin Franklin. He told me last week on this show it took him 12 years to write that book. Mm. Don't worry if it takes a while, right?
You know how I wrote my first one?
How?
I dictated it into a little microphone.
How about that? Pretty cool. Beverly, it's always fun when you're here.
Thanks.
Thank you for your time and for your friendship.
Thank you.
Beverly M. Manieba, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. I will be, too, right after these messages. I got to go. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.